Good morning, Lakshmi in Vegas.
Hi, Lakshmi. How are you?
I'm excellent. And yourself?
We're doing well here. Just
great.
Ready for the holiday. We're all excited. We're going to host some people in the office.
Awesome. Well, you sound as beautiful as ever.
Thank you. Same with you.
Thanks.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Good to hear everybody's bright, shining voices.
Steve's here.
Hey, Steve.
Peggy in California.
Good morning. Hi. Sally Ann, Olympia, Washington.
Hey, Sally Ann.
Hey.
Good to have everybody's bright, shining voices.
On the day before Halloween.
Melinda's feeling festive today.
Just trying to get a little oomph going on. My husband's embarrassed for me.
No, it's fine.
I'm embarrassed for you laugh. I know it.
No, it's, I know this other side of you laugh.
That's the side I don't let out very often.
There you go.
Halloween is such a fun holiday. It's been so fun for my kids to be figuring out what they're going to be and making costumes, et cetera, et cetera. This is a fun time of year.
Yes, it is.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Pam Hanks from Utah.
Hey, Pam. Hey. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, congrats, Pam, on your goals.
Thank you, Steve. Gonna hit them. Working right up.
I know. I can tell. You and Terry both.
Oh, thank you so much.
You bet. As you saw, Terry's on her way to 2,000 PSV.
Good afternoon. Liz Perkins from Utah.
She's doing great, for sure.
Welcome, Liz.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome.
Terry's on.
Hi, Terry.
You're just bragging on you, kid.
Uh-oh. Hang on, I got somebody at my door coming to get product.
That's a good thing.
It's me. I'm home delivering. Okay, that sounds good.
That's Steve's way of saying we can hear you.
That's a really good conference bridge.
That was better than saying we can hear you.
It was, yeah.
Henrik from Park City.
Hey!
Hey!
What's up?
Stop! Right, well, I'm showing it's top of the hour. Should we go ahead and get started?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right, everybody, welcome to our Monday call. We are so excited. It's less than 48 hours before the end of the month. It's also Halloween. We've got last day of the month festivities. Mm-hmm. For those of you who are going to come in tomorrow, we were all just discussing what our costumes are going to be. So it's going to be a lot of fun. If you are anywhere near driving distance, you should come in and join us. It'll be a lot of fun. But one of the things we wanted to talk about today is something that we all love, and as the holidays come into play, it's going to be a great product for you to share with other people, and we've put one of our flavors on a BOGO for month-end clothes. So I'm going to turn
this
on.
It's a double BOGO.
It is. Oh, that's right.
It is a double BOGO because it's already priced. It comes with 60 in it, so it's already priced at the BOGO pricing, so we're double BOGOing.
So if you think about it, it's a BOGO BOGO.
Yes.
And it's apple spice skinny sticks.
And it's apple spice spice. So I'm really excited about this, and you know, skinny sticks, apple spice skinny sticks is a little bit different because it's not sweetened.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love about that is it gives you so many opportunities to make it into something. And not to mention the fact, for those of you who like iced tea, like little Jackie, she dies to have this come out when it's in season because that's what she loves the very much.
Yeah, our little Jackie here in Distributor Services is a big fan of unsweetened teas. So she's always sipping on iced tea in the warm months and then, you know, hot tea in the cool months. And she just jumped all over this when we pulled the apple spice back out. So she's at her desk with her hot cup of apple spice and a cinnamon stick in it, just answering all your calls and happy as can be.
But one thing I loved about what Akeisha said to me when we planned this call, or planned to do this call, is, you know, it's been a while since we've really gone through the science behind skinny sticks. And, you know, because we all love it for what it does for you all day, every day. You're drinking, you know, you're drinking liquids all day, and you have that energy and pick-me-up and mood enhancer. But Akeisha, you know, had a great idea to cover the science again about skinny sticks. So, Keish.
Yeah, you know, we do talk a lot about, you know, drinking skinny sticks all day. I know all of us tend to use it as a pick-me-up whenever they need some energy. But I thought it would be helpful just to remind you guys how powerful this is as a weight loss product. Now, if you take the product as directed, that's actually up to 3 times a day. You want to take it about 15 minutes prior to your main meal, so breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's going to give it enough time to really kick in, help suppress your appetite, give you energy, so that you're not overeating when you actually do sit down to have that meal. So in our double-blind, placebo-controlled trial on the functional compound in skinny sticks, people lost a significant 122% more than subjects in the trial on a combination of those two weight control compounds found in a competitor's product. So our product's functional compound versus a competing functional compound, the people in the study saw 122% more weight loss. So just a reminder how powerful skinny sticks really is as a weight loss product and not just this yummy drink that you know can sip on throughout the day. So as you're talking to people, definitely tell them that while it's delicious, it's fun, it's easy to carry around, if you're actually taking it as directed, you can expect to see amazing results. The majority of my weight loss was all skinny sticks.
Wow.
You know, I lost my first 60 pounds on skinny sticks and Force. Simply because, unlike a lot of our customers and our distributors, I can't have high levels of caffeine. Skinny sticks is lower caffeine than, you know, Charge and Electrify. You're getting quite a bit less caffeine. But for me, being super sensitive, I was even able to control the amount of caffeine even further. You know, I started with a quarter of a stick, and then after a week on that, I did a half a stick, and then I was able to move up to the full dose and saw, you know, incredible weight loss. I remember the first time I really drank a Skinny Six in the office. I did a half of one, and it was a long day in the office. I think I got out of here at 8 p.m. and had gotten in at 8 a.m. And towards the end of my day, I realized I haven't even eaten.
Wow.
I walked out here. I was like, I need to go eat something. But that was the power of Skinny Sticks for someone who's not used to, you know, really powerful appetite suppressants.
Well, and you know, Keish, the other thing that a lot of people notice, and I know you have too, is even the stimulant in our Skinny Sticks, it's not the kind that does give you the jitters or that gives you that crash.
Yeah,
when it,
definitely.
When it's, you know, coming through your system. You know, that's what I love about our Skinny Sticks. And that makes it easy when you want to take it as directed for weight loss.
Yes. Definitely. We don't have people really report feeling jittery or, you know, getting really tired as soon as they're, you know, they don't have the product in their system. The other really great thing that I don't think we talk about enough is the mood elevation component with this product. Now, as we're moving into the holidays and it gets colder, the sun's not up, you know, as long, people naturally kind of get the winter blues. Skinny Sticks is a great product for that. In the clinical studies on the product, we saw that people self-reported that they had significant increased levels of contentment, interests, and tasks. Can you imagine how great that's going to be as we start moving into shopping season for the holidays? Feeling more interested in all the things that you need to do and eagerness to do tasks. So on top of the appetite suppressing, the energy, but you're also going to see mood elevation. So just a little bit about Skinny Sticks in general, but we wanted to focus specifically today on our apple spice and some really fun things that you can do with apple spice. As Malin mentioned, there's no sweetener in this at all. That can come to a shock to people if they're used to the original Skinny Sticks, you know, our three flavors. It is quite a bit different of a taste. So we recommend, if you'd like, you can add a different sweetener to it. There are all sorts of sweeteners you can try. When we rolled this product out initially, we came with a big basket full of different sweeteners. You know, we had some people who wanted to use honey as their sweetener. We had some people who, you know, really liked the sucralose, you know, in that they were used to. So we added that for them. We have stevia. We had all sorts of things. There are a million different sweeteners out there. I know my favorite sweetener, zero calorie sweetener, is one called Swerve. And I've gotten Malin onto it.
So yummy.
It tastes delicious. Like, you could eat spoonfuls of it. It tastes like powdered sugar, but there's no calories in it. So I mix Swerve into mine, or if...
I came in one day, and she had this white powder around her lips, and I'm going, okay, Keish, what the heck are you doing?
You have a problem. Yes. So some of the things that you could do, besides just, you know, warming it up and adding a sweetener... we were talking this morning about all of the kind of stresses of the holiday season and the things that you have to do. You know, you're shopping, you're out with your friends, you're on these marathon shopping sprees. You know, bring an apple spice Skinny Sticks with you. And let's say you're out at the mall trying to grab all of your gifts. Hand your girlfriend a apple spice Skinny Sticks while you're waiting in line at your Starbucks. Add a little bit to some tea to give it some flavor and some extra energy. At night, a really great thing to do with apple spice Skinny Sticks is to make chai tea. So chai just tastes like the holidays to me. It tastes like Christmas, tastes like Thanksgiving, just that really beautiful spice. And it just gets better when you add our Skinny Sticks apple spice to it. It gives it a little bit more of a tart kick. But yeah, I just boil, you know, a cup of water. I mix the apple spice Skinny Sticks into it. Add a chai tea bag. If you're feeling really, exotic and you want to add a little bit more, add some cardamom or some cinnamon to it. Mm. Maybe a splash of apple cider, and then whatever your creamer is, so almond milk or regular milk, whatever it is, and just a nice, you know, chai tea.
You're making me want to be in a snowstorm.
I know. So a few other suggestions that we had come up with on what you can do with apple spice. This one's actually my number one favorite. You know, I'm staying away from sugar and sweeteners, but
I get the craving all the time. So you have to kind of feed that craving or you're going to end up, you know, really messing up. If I just, you know, don't let myself have what I'm really craving, I end up, you know, eating the couch. Like I can't have sugar right now, so I'm going to eat everything.
She's not a couch potato. She ate the couch.
Exactly. So you have to kind of let yourself indulge a little bit. So indulge in a good way. So what I like to do is I will take sugar-free Jell-O. What I found works best with the apple spice is if you go and get orange sugar-free Jell-O. So orange sugar-free Jell-O, to make it, you boil 1 cup of water, and then you add the gelatin to it. So at this point, this is where you're going to want to add your sugar-free apple spice skinny sticks. So you can do just one stick. For how it ends up turning out, you're actually going to want to do 4 sticks to get the full serving of skinny sticks in there. So for me, I'll do 1 stick. If you have no issues with caffeine, do the full 4 sticks in there, and then you add another cup of water, of cold water to it. Let that sit in your fridge, and then once it comes out, top it with some sugar-free Cool Whip, and that almost tastes like wassail. It is the greatest little sugar-free trick for your taste buds to keep you on track. Especially if you're going to, you know, parties and whatnot, holiday parties, bring that as a dessert. You know, you could add, you know, some healthy fruits to it to jazz it up a little bit. But, you know, if people are eating that first, having their dessert before they dig into the rest of the potluck stuff, maybe they'll eat a little bit less.
BYOD, bring your own dessert.
Yes. So those are just a couple, you know, using apple spice skinny sticks in your protein, so in shake. I know we're still out of the vanilla, but with chocolate shake, we tried that out, and that's still really great. So I like to add the apple spice to some hot water. I do the shake, and then add a little bit of nutmeg and cinnamon to it and mix that up, and you have a delicious, you know, warm shake.
You know, believe it or not, one of my most – you just remind me of something. One of my most favorite chocolate cake recipes was my grandmother's, and it had cinnamon. It had all the spices that you would add in the cake. It is so good.
Really decadent.
Wow.
So now that you guys have some good ideas for recipes on apple spice, again, the pricing on it is buy one, get one free. So if you buy a 60-count bag for distributors, that's $59. So it's priced at the BOGO pricing. You actually will end up getting a 120 total. So that's less than 50 cents per stick. That's insane.
We've never had a sale at that price.
Yeah,
ever.
We've never gone that low on our skinny sticks. So really stock up to get
Who decided that? That didn't go past me.
No, it snuck out the door, didn't it?
Let's do it. So less than 49 cents per stick. So this is a great opportunity for you to, you know, invite people to try skinny sticks who haven't. If you haven't had, you know, the opportunity to do any sampling, this is the cheapest you're ever going to see skinny sticks. So we have some ideas on things you can do. As we're moving into the holidays, everyone gifts little things to their neighbors. You know, usually it's cookies and cakes and all of those things that are not really helping our waistline. So how about gifting something like skinny sticks? Create, you know, some cute card or something that explains what it does. Instead of waiting all the way till, you know, the middle or end of December, maybe do it mid-November, you know, and explain to them how this product can help them, you know, not put on extra pounds through the holiday season. So what I would do, if it were me, I would grab a cute mug, a cute holiday mug, you know, fill that with some raffia, and then put a couple skinny sticks, the apple spice skinny sticks in there, or even, you know, include some of the other flavors if you like. I think apple spice and tangerine taste really, really good together. Again, we said wassail with my sugar-free Jell-O. That's what it kind of tastes like if you mix those two together. So put some skinny sticks, some apple spice sticks into the mug with some raffia. Add some cute little cinnamon sticks to it so they know they can mix it all together. Make a little honey spoon. I know you can buy these, but if you're really trying to do this on a budget, just buy some cute colored spoons, some cute plastic disposable spoons, dip them in honey, and let them dry, then wrap them in some cellophane, tie some raffia around it, and put that, you know, with the spoon part facing up, and then wrap a ribbon around it, and go give that to all your neighbors. They are going to think it's the most darling thing ever. And then once they try it and make their, you know, hot little mug of apple spice with their honey, they're going to see, you know, for themselves what this product can actually do to help them through the holiday season. And you'll have a great price to offer them. You know, that $59 is insane. We're probably not going to do that ever again.
But even the regular price of $59
for
66 is
for the variety
amazing pack.
Oh, and for the apple spice, definitely. So those are just some of the things that I had on that. On the shopping cart, where you're going to find the apple spice skinny sticks, we have that listed right on the homepage under special offers. That's now visible, and it says it right there, buy one, get one free. When you add it to your cart, it'll automatically add the free bag so you can make sure it's gone through.
You know, I'm getting some texts here. You know, you could even do that in a crock pot for the holidays. You know, add that, make it all up. And if you want to spice it up more, you can put some mulling spices in there. And you could, if you really wanted to get crazy, do berry, tangerine, and apple spice. So you get a little bit of the combo of the berry and the tangerine. Sometimes people make wassail with orange juice and cranberry juice. They mix those two together and then add a little bit of the apple spice that's in there. So lots of fun things that you can do, but I like the little gifting. I'm even going to consider for my family members, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I want to do a little more for them. I'm going to go buy some of that sugar-free Jell-O and give them
the
four sticks and a pack of sugar-free Jell-O with a little recipe card on there. I mean, I think that's just, I can't wait to go home and try that, because I get the same way. I'm a salt and sugar alternator.
Yep.
And so I have a little salt, and I go, oh, I need some sugar to top that off. And then I eat the sugar, and I go, oh, I will need a salt to top that off. And I can just chase my tail for hours, especially in evening time, which is why Lunagen is now my very best friend. But I think that's a great idea.
Awesome.
All right. So any other contributions you want to make, Alan?
You know, in preparation for the call, I got my skinny sticks mug, and I put some nice warm hot water in, and I've got an apple spice skinny sticks I'm sipping on right here just by itself in some nice hot water, and it's yummy. I like it that way.
Even without any sweetener.
You know, it's not as sweet as the others, but it's still good, and I'm getting the full skinny sticks effect, and I enjoy it.
And you love skinny sticks. You drink those
every day.
Every single day.
Yep, every
day.
I've got skinny sticks once or twice a day.
And if you guys haven't seen Alan lately, he looks like, when he wears his coat to work, he looks like he's got his dad's suit on. his shirt, his collars are getting big. We're encouraging him, but he's like, no, I'm going to wait just a little bit longer till I buy smaller size shirts. But it is amazing to see the transformation that Alan has gone through. So.
And one thing I wanted to mention, you know, we've talked a lot about this apple spice skinny sticks with hot water. It tastes really great with hot water. I think it's just the spice that makes everyone want to mix it with hot. But that doesn't mean it doesn't work or taste great with cold water. You can still mix it with cold water and have that really great apple spice taste to it. So you can use cold water, hot water, whatever you want to use. I think we just have Lynn Moore in the office, really sick. Yeah, he came in for Will Call, I think, last week and was just so sick and said he had so many errands to run. So I ran and grabbed him a big old mug of hot water, added some apple spice to it, mixed it up, and gave him a couple choices for sweeteners and sent him on his way. I'm sure the apple spice skinny sticks would be a great thing if you have to power through a cold, you still need to be out there. You know, running your errands, that is a great product for that.
Well,
great
and
flavor.
Honey is such a great soother for your throat. Hot water and honey, add a little apple spice skinny sticks to that, and away you go.
It's like a non-alcoholic hot toddy.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's the limitless hot toddy.
The limitless hot toddy.
All right, guys. Well, that's awesome. Well, listen, guys, remember, the sale on Apple Spice Skinny Sticks only goes through midnight tomorrow, so you don't have very much time to get stocked up on it, especially if you're going to use that for the holiday season. And it's a great idea for all your friends and customers to be able to do the same thing. Let's get the word out about those Apple Spice Skinny Sticks.
Yep, just through 11:59 p.m. Mountain Time tomorrow, so make sure you guys take advantage of that.
All right. Well, with that, that's a great call. Love it. Short, sweet, or unsweetened, and to the point. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. Let's go ahead and take it off mute. see where everybody's calling in from. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Great call.
Great call. Liz Perkins from Utah. Loved it.
Great call. Going to mix my warm skinny sticks. Thank you.
Thanks for spicing the day up. Enric from Park City.
Hey.
Thank Terry you, Sally. Olympia, Washington. Woohoo!
Thanks, guys.
Lock me in Las Vegas. Great call.